Hi, this is Sabine from FIBA. As I promised you, I would like to talk again about pricing. 2 weeks ago, we talked about interest. Last week, we talked about amortization. And today, I would like to talk about the additional costs. The additional costs can be three portions. I start with the taxes. The taxes are different in the different countries, so they are between 3.5 and 6.5. 3.5, the lowest rate you have currently in Bavaria and Saxon. The highest you have in Thuringia, North Rhine-Westphalia, Schleswig-Holstein, Brandenburg, and Saarland. There's nothing to do about it. You have to pay it. The difference is on what amount. When you are building a new one, you only have to pay it on the piece of land. When you buy Schlüsselfertig, so you get at the end the key and can move in, then you usually have to pay it on the total amount. There are some building companies who separate this and have a different company, so you can buy the land separately, then it might be also possible to separate it. On top of the taxes, there comes the notary fees, or these are usually calculated with 2% by the banks. These are not only the notary fees, these are four different invoices, two from the notary. There is an amount for closing the purchase agreement, one for putting the security for the bank in place, the Grundschuldbestellung. Then there are two from the land registry. So the first is put in place when you were at the notary. So there will be put a little burden in the Grundbuch that this piece of object cannot be sold for another time. It's called Auflassungsvormerkung. And when you at the end paid the total amount, then your ownership would be put in place. This is the Auflassung. So altogether, this is roughly 2%, or correct, 1.75%. The third part is the agent fee. The agent fee you always have to pay when you buy via an agent. And this market is a little bit confusing currently because sometimes different agents are, the prices are very different. There comes beginning of the year, there was a new law that this agent fee has to be split between seller and buyer. However, there are big ideas in the market where you still can pay it without, but don't worry, it is included in the purchase price. And here we see different amounts, 1 to 3%, and then always with turnover taxes. So it's at the end 1.19, 2.38, or 3.57. And when you add these three costs together, you are roughly, oh, let's see, the lowest amount would be 6, 7%. The highest amount would be 13%. Usually, the bank wants you to bring these percentages in equity. There are banks who are willing to finance partially the additional costs or completely, but then you pay definitely a higher interest. So it should be good if you have enough equity to minimum cover these additional costs. As more equity you bring, as lower is the interest. But there again, we have to see which bank finances how. This was today about the additional costs. Let me raise one point. So people always ask me, how much equity do I have to bring? Then I have to say, it depends what you are buying and how you buy it. But if you do not have an agent, you can get the same interest rate as someone who has an agent with much lower equity. This is a result what I told you before. So if you have any question on this, just get in touch with me. Otherwise, have a great day. It's Sabine from FIBA. Bye.